Swart smiled wickedly at a young badger, tied to a log by a halter. It was a creature about the same age as himself, painfully hobbled and muzzled, with rawhide strips. On its head was a broad golden-coloured stripe. Drawing his sword, the ferret touched his point to the rare-coloured stripe.
"Get up, scum-tripe, and give your master a ride over there," he said.
The vermin crowding around the flames jeered and laughed as Swart sat upon the badger's back and goaded it forward, raking with his claws and slapping it with the flat of his sword blade. Hobbled close, the young creature could only take small stumbling steps. Anguished growls issued from its bound mouth as it fumbled through the snow. Swart thought it no end of a joke, shouting aloud for the benefit of his band.
"Giddy up, scum-tripe, you great lazy striped dog, move!"
Scarlet eyed the ferret fearfully as Swart brought his face close, leering and licking his lips.
"Well now, what have we here? A kestrel, not as tasty as quail or wood pigeon, but young and tender, I'll wager. Stuck fast by the ice, are you, bird? That'll keep you nice and fresh until you join me at breakfast."
Then, dragging the badger cruelly up, he tied the halter attached to his muzzle to an overhanging limb of the hornbeam.
"Here's a good job for you, scum-tripe. Guard my breakfast until morning. You're getting too fat and lazy lying by the fire."
Swart Sixclaw strode off, chuckling, to rejoin his band round the flames, leaving the unfortunate pair fastened to the tree. An hour passed, when all that could be heard was the crackling of pine logs as flames devoured them. The vermin camp was silenced in sleep. Suddenly, in one swift, silent movement, the badger flung his body close against the kestrel, trapping the bird between himself and the bark. At first, the young kestrel thought he was to be smothered, but the warmth from the soft fur of the badger's chest started to melt the ice. Slowly, Scarlet felt the blood begin to stir in his veins. Although the badger was tethered and muzzled, he clung on tightly with all his strength until at last Scarlet was able to move his head and wings. Scarlet jerked his head around until he found himself looking into the dark eyes of the golden-striped creature. Both young ones stared at each other, communicating in silence. Then the badger held still as the hawk's beak went to work. With short, savage movements, Scarlet tore into the rawhide muzzle strips that bound the badger until they were ripped to shreds. The badger clenched and unclenched his teeth, testing his jaws. Then, bowing his great gold-striped head, he devoured the rawhide hobbles that bound his paws, chewing and swallowing the strips in his hunger. They were both free.
"Come, friend, we go. Escape. Get away,"
said Scarlet, keeping his voice to a hoarse whisper.